This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Christians around the world celebrated Christmas today. AP's Mike Hempen reports Pope Francis' Christmas message at the Vatican addressed some of the challenges faced by migrants.
Francis said instead of finding acceptance, injustice continues along their journey, where they often face abuse, enslavement and torture in inhumane detention camps, and death during dangerous sea and desert crossings. And once migrants arrive in places where they might have hoped for a dignified life, the Pope said instead they find themselves before walls of indifference.
That's AP's Mike Hempen reporting. Hong Kong anti-government demonstrators continued their protests on Wednesday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas and used pepper spray on protesters on Wednesday to try to disperse crowds at Christmas-decorated shopping malls and nearby streets. Although there were no major clashes, riot police patrolled past protest hotspots, briefly firing tear gas in Mong Kok. Police have described their responses to the unrest as reactive and restrained. Demonstrators were keen to keep the protests going despite festive celebrations. Hong Kong's pro-Beijing leaders have made no concessions to the protesters, despite acknowledging their defeat in November's council elections.
Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Officials in Burkina Faso say soldiers killed 80 Islamic militants who launched simultaneous attacks on a military post and the northern town of Arbinda Tuesday. The militants killed at least 35 civilians, mostly women, before they were beaten back. Seven soldiers were also killed. Islamic militants in Mali, under pressure from French forces, have spilled across the border into Burkina Faso. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been promising U.S. President Donald Trump a special gift for Christmas. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase, rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth and her family spent Christmas Day at her Sandringham countryside retreat. The Queen's traditional pre-recorded Christmas message emphasized the need for forgiveness